Thanks again for being here, having you at these first webinar of six webinars. Thanks for the introduction, Sigrid. I'm Ronnie de Jong, working as a senior consultant at Innovative. Further on, I'm a Microsoft MVP, and I'm trying to share our experience and knowledge through the community by the System Center User Group Netherlands and beyond. And you can follow me on my blog, ronniedejong.com, and my Twitter handle. Well, the agenda for today, we will start with a brief overview of Enterprise Mobility Suite. For those who are not that familiar, we are trying to create some context. And after the introduction, we will go into the main topics for today, which will be hybrid identity. And part of the hybrid identity overview, we will deep dive into the multi-factor authentication options we have. What kind of multi-factor authentication options do we have, and how can we use them in the several scenarios? And the second topic, main topic for today, will be the security reports, which will be provided with Azure AD Premium, and give you an idea what reports are available and how you can take benefit of those reports into your organization, get more insights, gain control of things happening into your Azure AD environment. So further on this session, we'll also full pack demo. So not only slides and theory, but we'll show you the practice of how multi-factor authentication will be used in practice and show you the security reports. At the end, there's space for Q&A. So if you have questions, please hold them for the end of the session. And hopefully, you will enjoy. As mentioned before, Enterprise Mobility Suite, today's we are the end users. The users are centric. So it's all about the end user, and the end user is taking benefits of mobile devices, multiple mobile devices, multiple platforms, multiple applications, and they are consuming data. And with these multiple devices and applications, we also being more productive at the office, but also at home or so everywhere else. And that's also the challenge from the end user perspective versus the IT. You want to make sure that your end users are being more productive without losing control of your data, without losing control of how end users are accessing corporate data. So that's why Microsoft introduced the Enterprise Mobility Suite, to give the IT department the tools to make it possible the several scenarios. And keep control of your environment. And actually, Enterprise Mobility Suite is built up in four pillars. And the first pillar is hybrid identity, which will be the main topic for today. And other pillars, important pillars, are mobile device and application management, access information protection, and desktop virtualization. These last three pillars will be covered during the webinar series. So are you interested, please follow these webinars and to get more insight of these pillars. But as mentioned, for today we are focusing on hybrid identity. And what are the definition of these pillars? As you can see here, we have an overview of the three pillars, focusing on hybrid identity, mobile device management, and access information protection. Well, hybrid identity is actually covering the Microsoft Azure AD part. And with that, you have the ability to have security reports. You are able to audit changes within your Azure environment. So mutations, password changes, malicious logons, and so on, you are able to keep track on those. Other things, part of the Azure AD Premium functionality, is the multi-factor authentication, which we will cover more detail later on. Further, with Azure AD Premium, you have the ability to take benefit of the self-service password reset and group management. This is a great feature to provide more flexibility and give the end users more freedom to change their own password to help themselves without need interaction of the IT department. And further on, Azure AD Premium provides you a lot of web applications, software as a service, you can take benefit of. If you're going to mobile device and application management, that's actually covered by Microsoft Intune. So you can manage your devices, provide settings, configure Wi-Fi profiles, VPN, you can lock down your mobile devices, but you're also able to manage your applications. So you can deploy applications, but you can also define conditional access to these applications. So you're creating criteria in which way end users are able to access corporate resources, whether a device is managed or devices registered in your local Azure Active Directory. And that's what conditional access is all about. And of course, you have also control in terms of wiping or selective wiping these devices and separate the personal data versus the corporate data. So that's covered with Microsoft Intune. And the last pillar is access and information protection, which is actually covered by Microsoft Azure Rights Management. So this is the last security layer. And it's protecting your data. So the other two pillars are the identity, securing the user, securing device, and access information protection is securing the data itself. So with RMS, you are able to secure a Word document. You are able to secure your email. So you make sure that only a particular group of users are receiving the email and are able to access and open these documents. You can revoke the rights, or you can time bomb these documents, and you give them the permissions whether they are allowed to only read these documents or even prohibit them to store these documents or printing. So all these three solutions are forming the Enterprise Mobility Suite: Azure AD Premium, Microsoft Intune, and Azure Rights Management. So that's a little bit the introduction of Enterprise Mobility Suite. If you're going to the hybrid identity, you have multiple components provided by Azure AD Premium. Single sign-on, for example. Make sure that your local Active Directory users are synchronized to Azure AD, so the end user have the experience, they are able to log on with the same user ID and the same password. Self-service experience. As mentioned, the self-service password reset. I will show you in the demo today how you can control the access panel from the end user perspective, providing applications, providing the self-service capabilities, self-service group management, and it's enrich end user experience with a single point of contact from the end user where he or she can access all his web applications. And how are you bringing these applications to the end user? So with multi-factor authentication, you can add an additional security layer to access these applications. Do you want to always use multi-factor authentication, or do you want to use multi-factor authentication in a particular scenario? Well, we will cover these scenarios, which scenarios we have, and what kind of multi-factor authentication options you do have. And last but not least, the security reports. By default, Azure AD provides a subset of security reports, but Azure AD Premium provides you a lot of more reports, which you providing you more insight what's going on to your Azure AD environment. It's talking about utilization of your applications. It's providing you insights about the malicious logons or failed logon attempts, password resets, password failures, and so on. And because it's cloud services, all these components it's continuously improving and it's continuously introducing new features. So what we are mentioning with identity as the control point, well, in these days we have on-premise directory services. Our identities are on-premise and we have the cloud. We are taking benefit of cloud services, Azure AD, Office 365, Intune. But how are you combining these? How do I make sure that I am able to use my on-premise known identity to take benefit or in accessing all these cloud resources? Well, that's where Azure AD Active Directory Services come into. You're able to simple connect your local on-premise directories and synchronize all your identities in an easy way to the cloud. And with that, you're able to log on with your same user ID, same password. It's providing a single sign-on experience, which is available for all these cloud services. And of course, the self-service capabilities. And with self-service capabilities, it's about the application access panel. And the application access panel, it's kind of a dashboard. You will log in, and from that dashboard, you are able to take benefit and utilize all the applications published from the company. You can delegate group management. So you are able to associate particular applications to a group and give particular super users delegation rights on these groups. And these super users are responsible for granting users access to these groups. So IT department is no longer in charge. Now you can delegate it to your super users, to your business. So the business is more involved in this process and is more self-steering and not depending on IT availability of a piece. So that's giving a lot of freedom to the business. Another huge benefit of Azure AD Premium and a self-service password reset is that users are 24 hours, 7 days per week, and are able to reset their password themselves without the help of IT department. So when you're in the weekend and you lost your password for some reason, you can go through the self-service portal and reset your own password. So that's great feature. If you're going into the multi-factor authentication, multi-factor authentication is an additional security layer above your default username and password. And it is available in different scenarios. We have the ability to take benefit of multi-factor authentication in your on-premise environment. So you need to install multi-factor authentication server software. You can integrate that with Active Directory Federation services. So you're able to take benefit of multi-factor authentication in that particular scenario. Or you can take benefit of the multi-factor authentication, which is provided by Azure AD. And with that, you are no longer in charge, or you don't need to maintain your on-premise multi-factor authentication. It's relying on the Azure services. So Microsoft is taking care of the multi-factor authentication part. And we have different ways of providing multi-factor authentication from the cloud. So you have multi-factor authentication with Office 365, which is a limited subset of capabilities. I will show you in the slide deck afterwards. And you have multi-factor authentication with Azure AD, which is providing a more rich feature set. And as you can see here, there are several ways for an end user to authenticate. End users can use their mobile phone and authenticate themselves with the multi-factor authentication app. It can be done by an SMS, or it can be done by a phone call or a one-time password. So there are several ways to provide multi-factor authentication. As you can see here, you will see here the differences between multi-factor authentication provided for Office 365 versus multi-factor authentication provided by Azure AD. And as you can see, Azure AD multi-factor authentication is providing a lot more capabilities. One of the options is, for example, IP whitelist. And security is good, but too much security might decrease your end users in terms of being productive. So it can be annoying, it can be irritating for the end user. Every time when he or she is logging on, taking benefit of an application, he must or she must authenticate himself. Well, with IP whitelisting, you are also able to define your internal organization, so your physical office. And with that, your Azure AD is able to detect, okay, we're taking benefit of a service, but it's access from the company location. So we don't require multi-factor authentication. It's like defining the internal organization and the external organization. In this demo, I will show you how you are able to configure your IP whitelisting. And based on your location, you're able to define multi-factor authentication. Or you can define it per application based. So if you have critical mission, critical line of business applications, you're also able to define multi-factor authentication on application level. So that's, there are different ways to configure and enable a multi-factor authentication to the end users. The same with custom greetings. So once you receive a phone call, you can change the language, your native language, and the message. And yeah, you'll see a lot more functionalities and the differences between multi-factor authentication on-prem by Azure AD versus Office 365. So that's bringing us to the demo, the first demo. And I will show you in this demo how you enable multi-factor authentication within Azure AD, how you configure that to the end user, and how it's working in relation to particular applications and IP whitelisting. So this is our Azure AD or our Azure Management Portal. This is the current one. This is the not the preview one. Most of the things you still manage within the current portal. And as you can see, it is our Active Directory. And we have already enabled multi-factor authentication, enabled for this directory. And you can configure per authentication or per user. And if you go into the configure, this is our Azure AD tenant configuration. And the options you will see here might differ from your current Azure AD subscription. This might be because you currently don't have Azure AD Premium. Well, you have to purchase Azure AD Premium. If you don't have it, you can use it for, I believe, 30 or 90 days in trial to take benefit of the Azure AD Premium functionalities. One of the things is the user self-service password reset policy. Well, in this tenant, it's enabled. You can define which authentication methods which is available to the end user. And we are talking about multi-factor authentication. By clicking on this link, you will go to the multi-factor authentication part from your tenant, and from this you can configure multi-factor authentication for Azure AD. So this is the service settings, and in general this is applicable for your current Azure AD tenant. And as you can see here, these are the users which are in our current Azure AD tenant. And this is a combination of native Azure AD users or users which are synchronized from on-premise. And as you can see here, all of these are disabled. Well, I can enable them in public. I can filter and search based on which multi-factor authentication status or per role. So I can imagine you want to enable multi-factor authentication for your administrators because, yeah, they have a responsibility for your organization to maintain it. So with this, I'm selecting the user and it's providing you some guidance to enable how you configure the end user. And with this simple click, I'm enabled multi-factor authentication for the admin. And for our test user here, it's still disabled and I will remain it disabled because I want to make show you the distinction between enforced multi-factor authentication and selective multi-factor authentication based on application or your location. So this is the configuration with Azure multi-factor authentication. And what we also want to do is to define our trusted IPs. So we are importing I've already created a whitelist, and as you can see, this is our definition of our company infrastructure. So these are the public IP addresses of our company, and by importing these public IP addresses, these are trusted. So when I'm logging into a service and it's coming from these IP source addresses, multi-factor authentication will not kick in. I'm just clicking bulk update. And by importing this CSV file, I'm defining my corporate network. Astro file. This is our CSV file. If you have already defined your network, then it's all overwriting your current configuration. So make sure you have a proper configuration. Well, the syntax is correct. It's verified. And now the IP addresses, the public IP addresses are successfully applied. So by this, we have defined our public IP address for our organization. So we are saving our configuration and we are good. So this is defining our organization. So we also talked about enabling multi-factor authentication on application level. So if we go to our applications, this applies to web applications and there are new upcoming features. So we also able to provide multi-factor authentication for Office 365 and Outlook. So we are continuously facing new developments. And if we go for this custom web application, I already created. I'm going to configure. I'm able to define here the single sign-on method. And as you can see here, these access rules allows you to configure whether or not multi-factor authentication must be used for accessing a web application. So in this particular scenario, we are blocking access when you're not at work. So here we have the link where which is pointing to this section to define your network topology. So we already imported and defined it. If we go to another web application, I have enabled access rules as well. It's applicable to all users. I can also point it, apply it to a particular subset, and I can also accept users or groups from this definition. And here, when you're stating requiring multi-factor authentication when you're not at work. So with that, I'm going to my virtual machine. This is a virtual machine hosted from Azure, and I'm starting my apps. This is the access panel, and the access panel provides my end users, applications, self-service capabilities like group access or self-service password reset and so on. So this is our test user, which we not enabled multi-factor authentication on the end user itself. So I'm logging on with my username and password. And once logged on, I will my applications published to me from as an end user become available. Okay, so here we have our applications. So as you can see, I have Office 365 available, or I can access SharePoint. This is providing the self single sign-on user experience. So because I am already logged on, I'm able directly to open my Outlook, my OWA, Office 365. And I can take benefit of my Twitter account. This can be a corporate Twitter account. Password single sign-on, so I already defined my password in here, and it should be installed already. But going back to our System Center User Group web application, because this machine is not in the boundaries of our corporate network, you will see before I'm able to access this application, I'm prompted to use multi-factor authentication. So I'm trying to bring my phone on screen to give you the notification from, yes, so within a few moments you'll see my screen. So I've already installed Authenticator app, and I'm checking for notifications, and you will see, a token request. So I'm verifying this request, and with that, I should be granted access to this web application, which requires multi-factor authentication when you're outside the company. So I've been verified. I'm used the authentication app on my Windows mobile phone. This app is also available for other platforms, Android or iOS. And as you can see, I will be redirected and logged on to my System Center User Group dashboard. Well, I'm already know the credentials aren't correct, but that's just giving you the context of how it's working. But if we go back to my local system, which is within the company boundaries, and I'm logging on with the same user, test user, Ronnie, on EGA. It's still not directly prompting me for multi-factor authentication because I didn't enable multi-factor authentication on the user, but I defined it based on the application and on the network boundaries. So here you will see the same applications. Well, in the meantime, it's updated, so the applications are shown. And if this demo is working fine, then you will see that I will not prompt it for my multi-factor authentication. No, it just weren't correct, filled in. As you can see, I'm still directly accessing this website without being prompted for an additional multi-factor authentication. So this is an example of how multi-factor authentication can be used in a distinguished way. And as you can see, I'm accessing the dashboard. So that's what about multi-factor authentication based on application level. And it's just configuring here. I can configure multi-factor authentication all the time, or I can even block when I'm not at work. Multi-factor authentication is also being used if you want to join devices to your local Azure Active Directory. And you can also use it for Office 365, but that doesn't have these capabilities as you have with Azure Multi-Factor Authentication. So that is one of the big benefits of using Azure AD Premium. Let's continue with the slide deck. As mentioned in an introduction of Azure AD Premium, there are a lot of features within Azure AD Premium, and one of these features are security reports. And security reports providing your organization insights what's going on, because within your default on-premise environment, you have already known tools. Like SCOM monitoring, operations manager, or other tools which providing you some insights what's going on, malicious attempts or locked accounts, but we don't have it for Azure AD, all our Azure or cloud services, and it's a need. And Microsoft is introduced security reports, which is one step of the puzzle, which providing you more insights. So it's giving you insights whether accounts are used to log in, but there are failed attempts, or login attempts performed from unknown or untrusted computers. So these reports also taking benefit of machine learning. So when I'm logging in Europe, but in the same time I'm logging into your US, that's not possible, because from a physical perspective, I'm not able to travel from Europe to US within a few minutes. So that knowledge and that machine learning technologies are able to detect these malicious logons and allows you to report these. So it's a great, providing you great insights about what's going on in your environment. So in the next demo, I will show you an example of reports gaining us these insights based on utilization on usage from our environment. So when we are switching back. This is our tenant, so I'm logging in again, and it's looking already familiar. Here we had the configuration part of our Azure AD Premium features, and here you will see the report part and license part. You will see also the license applicable. Azure AD Premium, you can purchase it separated, standalone, or within the Enterprise Mobility Suite, which provides you licenses for Azure AD Premium, Intune, and Rights Management. So if we go back to the reports, you'll see here an overview of the security reports available in Azure AD Premium. So here you'll see they are categorized by anonymous activity, activity logs, application usage, and rights management. So let's pick an example report, sign in from multiple geographics. So this provides you insights where your users are logging in. So if you know you are a small company which is only located in Europe or in Belgium or the Netherlands, then your logon attempt should be from within your local area. But if you see logon attempts from US or all over other the world, yeah, that might be suspicious. So here you have an overview of our users and the first sign in from and the second sign in from. And you'll see also the time between these sign-ins and what the estimated travel hours should take from the first sign-in and the second sign-in. So it's providing you some more insights about it. Other things, sign-ins from IP addresses with suspicious activities. So here you'll see, couldn't retrieve details, but you can, this is not working link, but it's providing you also suspicious activities from particular IP addresses. So you're able to take action to these suspicious IP addresses, whether you block them or taking other measurements. Irregular sign-in activities. Well, there are no anonymous sign-in activities detected in our organization. One of the other great reports is, for example, the audit reports. We will show you that later on. Well, let's look, have a closer look at myself. You see here I signed in after multiple failed attempts. So, and here you'll see signed in from geo-distant locations. I'm going to details. It's saying, okay, the reason signed in from geo-distant location. First sign on was an anonymous proxy at a certain time frame. And the second sign on is from a known location with a different time. So the time between it. So it's suspicious. It's not always applicable, but just giving you some ideas. Another useful report is the audit report. And with audit report, you are able to report the changes, the mutations within your Azure AD environment. So you'll see here the company info has been updated, domains added, service operations, delegation, change user license. So if you are wondering what's going on into your Azure AD, about your accounts or other things, you can keep track on all these mutations. You're also able to download them and export them in CSV, and you can use that CSV to do further investigation or further reports. You can also use this in combination with Power BI. Power BI provided also by Office 365 to make great insights for dashboards. So this is flat data, this is raw data, and with Power BI you are able to take the data and make them useful, because raw data is at a certain level useful, but with giving it a meaning, it's so much more powerful. That's also with big data and that Power BI, which allows you to create these useful reports. So yeah, there are a lot of more other reports like sales service groups. You can delegate what I mentioned before. You can delegate activities to your organization. So we have internally some knowledge teams. So we added some members to teams or removed users to teams. Users are able to request access to these groups or can leave themselves. Another great feature of Azure AD Premium is the self-service password reset. Well, you're also able to keep track on the activity of the password reset. So here we'll see users are using password self-service reset. They are subscribing themselves, or they are failing changing their password. You'll see here users are registering, and you can also see with what type of authentication method they are registering themselves. So this is the security report part of Azure AD Premium. There are a few reports available with the default Azure AD subscription, and you have three Azure AD. You have a free one, you have a basic one, but these Azure ADs are automatically generated when you're creating an Office 365 tenant, or if you're creating an Intune tenant, these are automatically created on the background. But you can easily upgrade these directories to AD Premium. So with that, I'm coming to the Q&A part. I showed you two great functionality features of Azure AD Premium, the multi-factor authentication part and the security reports. So I'm hoping it's giving you some more feeling and some more insights what multi-factor authentication is and how you can use it in your organization. What I showed you is primarily using multi-factor authentication with cloud services, but you could also use your multi-factor authentication in your on-premise environment. It's allowing you more granular, more scenarios to use multi-factor authentication with your own on-premise applications. So I'm just wondering, are there questions? No questions. It's now the time to state questions. It's your chance.
I'm
more than happy. More than happy to answer them.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
Can multi-factor authentication be used with third-party applications, for instance, Citrix session virtualization or virtual desktop or something like that?
Multi-factor authentication can be used. Can be used with third party. The Citrix part, is that hosted on premise?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, there are possibilities to take benefit of the multi-factor server version, the multi-factor authentication, which you should install locally in your on-premise environment. And I have no experience with Citrix, but you're able to configure your personal web applications, and I can't give you 100% guarantee if it's working, but it doesn't surprise me if it's working in combination, for example, with Citrix. But if you want to make sure, then we have to sort it out afterwards. But in general, available for third-party web applications as well, and this is a third-party web application. So.
Okay, thanks.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Yeah.
The IP whitelist that you uploaded to the CSV file, is it also possible to see the change log of if you upload a new CSV file, or to view the current IP whitelist?
Yeah, that's a good question. To be honest, what you saw in the demo, I can pick the screen This is not a tenant, but just for the giving you the context. Mm-hmm. Normally, you will see also an overview of the IP definition of your environment. And in my demo, you saw this wasn't shown. And this is one of the things of a cloud service. Sometimes are things changing. Normally, the default behavior is that you will have an overview of the defined or the configured IP boundaries. So you will see these. Here I have the screen again. Normally you had here an overview of all these IP ranges, but for some reason it's gone.
Okay.
So now you will only see your upload, but you don't see the definition itself.
So, and can you also see a list of the bulk uploads that have occurred and the changes that were between them? Just to know if somebody did an incorrect upload of a too broad IP range or too narrow IP range.
Yeah. You should expect it from the audit report, but the audit report, as you mentioned here, it's a description, audit events in your directory. And I'm not sure if this is related particular to a directory app object, so users, groups, and so on. And this, what you are mentioning, is particularly not the AD attributes or objects.
Okay.
Yeah. So the quick answer here is that this is, by the default audit reports, not shown.
Mm-hmm.
There is some additional way of reporting, of auditing, but then you must, then you have to enable other type of reporting outside of your Azure AD Premium, which allows you to store events in Azure Blob Storage, and from there on you will see all the events and login attempts. You will see more details about it. So that should be not coming by the default reports I showed you, but you should countermeasure that with the other extension of reporting stored in your Azure AD Blob.
Okay, but which still is preview, so maybe it will be added.
Yeah, but it's not by default. You have to enable it yourself.
Okay.
And this is default functionality which comes with Azure AD Premium. But indeed, a good question.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Feel free. If not, then I'm want to.
Maybe I will open the IM because for some people it's more interesting to type a message. So the instant messaging is open now, people. If there are still questions, you can type them.
No questions?
I don't think so. Let's give it one more minute. That must have been a really good presentation, Ronnie. Well, it was, really.
Okay, if there are no questions before all people are leaving, I want to mention that this was the first webinar of a series of 6 webinars. And as you can see here, Sigrid already showed the agenda for the other events. Part of this series, next week, September 11th, is the next webinar is scheduled, which is Secure Access with One Identity. It's presented by Valerie Siroux, and that webinar is going more in detail about Azure AD Connect and how you are able to synchronize your on-premise identities to your Azure AD tenant and taking benefit all of the new features of write-back scenarios, using custom attributes, and so on. So I encourage you to follow these webinars as well to have a broad understanding, deep insights about what Enterprise Mobility Suite is and what are the dependencies, what are the requirements to take benefit of Enterprise Mobility Suite within your organization. So what are the next steps? Of course, you can test it yourself. There are lots and lots of resources. Sigrid already mentioned you have the Microsoft Virtual Academy. There are tons of information about webinars, about videos, instructions to easily to start, to get started about hybrid identity. And you can easily ask and trial for Azure AD Premium Enterprise Mobility Suite and so on. So I will give the word to back to Sigrid, and it was a pleasure to present for you and to tell and about what's about Azure AD and the hybrid identity.